U.S. Wheat Associates President Vince Peterson said, "Recently, I have heard several farmers say they are hoping for a much better year in 2020. A better year would be good for our farmers and for our overseas customers, too, who want farmers to have the incentive to continue producing a reliable supply of high-quality U.S. wheat. From the perspective of global supply, demand, and trade factors, we do see mostly positive influences hovering just out in front of us as we start the new year. After a long-term bear market, recent firmness in prices represents possible change and momentum on the horizon. To highlight the primary market factors, we can start with a look at the Southern Hemisphere. Australia remains in the grips of drought that has reduced this year's harvest outlook by 35% below their 10-year average. Australian wheat export prices are currently among the world's highest. In Argentina, the newly elected government has increased export taxes again for wheat, allegedly to protect domestic producer prices. That is not good for their importing customers, particularly for Brazil. However, after more than a dozen years of negotiations, Brazil on January 1 opened its 750,000 metric ton duty-free tariff rate quota, potentially advancing wheat import demand from outside Mercosur. When Mercosur wheat supplies have been tight, U.S. farmers have supplied an average of 80% of Brazil's non-Mercosur needs. In the Northern Hemisphere, Russian wheat export expectations have been reduced based on lower domestic supplies and prices for their standard protein wheat. Russian export prices are now comparable with U.S. hard red winter 11% protein. Long gone are the large discount spreads that have disrupted what would be normal logistic trade patterns in some recent years. In trade, the United States has completed trade deals with Mexico through the finalization of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and through an initial bilateral agreement on agriculture with Japan. Together, Mexico and Japan account for more than 25% of all U.S. wheat export sales to date. Finally, trade negotiations with China appear to be in a more hopeful position. President Trump announced that the U.S. and China will sign a so-called Phase 1 deal on January 15th. Based on information provided by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, China has agreed to cancel retaliatory tariffs and import significantly more U.S. agricultural products, including wheat. Over the past 5 years or so, U.S. wheat producers have shouldered many challenges. We do not yet know if these positive shifts in market and trade factors will provide the economic boost they need. But Peterson says our team at U.S. Wheat Associates will be watching how they affect the markets and how that will affect our overseas customers. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.